Say crack again.
My hand bumped into the mic as I did that, so that's going to be a catastrophe.
A crack-tastrophe. Did I say that right? Hi, welcome back. It's a great time.
Yes, it is a great time. Another great week.
Yeah, that's Shay.
And that's Kevin.
Whoa.
Did you see how I jumped in right there?
You did. I'm so proud of you because you have energy today. Energy.
I have to shout out you.
Why? What did I do?
You got me like both of my caffeine sources today. Two of my three. Yikes. that's too many to be having.
The first step in determining you have a problem is admitting you have a problem.
There it is. And then you just keep on keeping on it.
Hey, do you want to go get a sleep study with me? Let's go.
Oh my God. I feel like I sleep okay. Maybe, but then they watch me and they're like, you're a mess.
Do you dream of spiders? We see them on your...
We see... You stood up and you pointed at things and said, there's a spider there.
Yeah. In the mapping scan of your brain, we see spiders.
We see them too. You're losing it,
Jocelyn.
Girl. That's a tad presumptuous, Jocelyn. What a flip, because we were driving home. Well, first off, I love a day where we drive home together. So I was at the school
today. Yeah, I was happy you were at the school today.
Yeah, me too. And then, but like even driving home, it's finally like a gray day, which is lovely for weather, but I'm like, oh, I'm sleepy. But then like, you got this great order. I'm having some chips. Lando just jumped up on a chair.
Take a picture so we can post it. I'll do it because I'm the one that posts.
Well, that's true.
Did you like, oh, I'll post a picture. When you were talking about stress, bless, pumpkin spice, obsessed.
Right.
When I was editing it and you said that, I went, I'm probably going to have to take a picture of this right now.
Yeah. Lando. Oh, I got portrait mode. Wow. You look so elegant. See, I should take the pictures and then send them to you.
Yes.
Shout out send Kevin it to me for right running now. The Instagram. Okay. You know, yeah, totally. How has your day been? How are you doing?
Good. Wait, I didn't realize you were so tired in the car.
You didn't see me yawning?
No.
No. I think it's also I'm used to putting on any sort of like music vibe or whatever. Sure. But then we were like talking and then I didn't. So then when it was quiet, I was like, yeah, I'm tired.
Which I do appreciate because I hate talking over music.
Yeah.
I hate when you're in a car and someone's like, can we listen to music? And I'm like, sure. And then as we're listening to music, they're talking and the music is anywhere above like a 5 volume. And you're like, can you just turn it down, please, so that we can talk?
Yeah. Like, I'm down to talk, but let's just, like, our ears aren't getting any better.
No, I can't do both.
No.
But I've never been able to do both.
Well.
Even in high school, I would turn the radio down to talk.
Yeah. That's fair. I think I used to be able to do it better.
No, what's the point? I can't do both. What are we doing this for?
No, that's absolutely fair. I mean, nowadays I have more like krungbin and stuff.
Krungbin.
And like good background.
Texas sun.
What's that?
It's krungbin.
Oh.
I thought you had krungbin on in the background.
Oh, not for actual listening. It's just literally to set a tone, set a vibe.
Set a vibe. Baby, are you coming with a rhyme? All right, I'm spinning the time wheel.
Yeah, time wheel.
Same thing happens every time. I just added this one about 20 seconds ago.
Nuh-uh.
And it got pulled. Dang. This is quality time.
Woo! Sorry, I had to get the woo in there.
Woo! Oh, yeah, I turned the sound off.
Yeah.
Okay. Quality time.
Oh.
Quality time.
That sounds sweet.
December 8th.
Happy December 8th, everyone.
So we're pushing into almost going home for the break.
Yeah.
When you go home and you like to spend some quality time with some of the people in your life, like your family, what is your favorite thing to do to spend quality time with family? What does quality time look like to you?
Honestly, some of what I love is, and part of this is because like my mom's home is very cozy, comfy, which I love. I love her living room. It's like spacious. It has high ceilings. I didn't realize.
You do love a high ceiling.
I love
my living room has high ceilings at home too, and you don't say that.
I'm sorry, I'm not there as often, but you talk about when I'm home with my family, family.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My phone just told me that it failed to send the picture to you, so I'll send it to you through Instagram.
Call my mom.
Call my mom. I heard it. So anyway, but when I'm home, I just love when all the family is like in her house, and like one of my favorites is when we just have something on the TV and everyone's hanging out in the living room or playing a game together in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Like when we did Blink Slate.
Yes.
Blink Slate was a big hit.
Do you want to know one of my favorite games we played in that living room?
What
was the game where it was like the text messages were on the cards and it was like responses via text messages?
Oh yeah. It's kind of like cards
crying, laughing.
Yeah. Like either Like, I love being with the family at large.
Sure.
Or then, like, the night wears on and then older family members are like, I'm good, I'm going to bed or whatever.
Older.
I love my mom. So, my mom loves an early bedtime. She's like, ooh.
Okay, well, it's time for me to go to bed.
Okay, so. The sun went down, so.
Okay, are you going to hang out with us? Absolutely not. It's past my bedtime. I got to go to bed.
Absolutely not. I got to get in my robe.
I got to get my book.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta be reading. What is it? Almost 8 o'clock?
Ooh, what are you reading? It's past my bedtime, but smut. Love you. Smut.
Love you. Love you so much.
Love you so much.
Yeah.
Don't ever leave. Thank you. Love you so much.
Love you so much. Kevin, you're my favorite child. Okay.
Bye. You're my angel. I love you, Poopy.
I love you, Poopy.
Can you make sure all the lights turn off before you go to bed? Mm-hmm. It's like, just stay up with us. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I couldn't. No, I could never. No. Absolutely not. I got to make sure she listens to this episode.
She better listen every week. Love you, Wendy.
I mean, she should. Yeah. She love you. I love my mom. But anyway, yeah. So then it's down to like you, me, my cousins, you know, whatever, and Martin, and like just hanging out and then playing like the
not
stupid.
Not the Dan erasure.
Sorry. Dan is one of my cousins now. It's not official yet, but basically. So anyway, yeah, it's all of us hanging out. And if you have like either Molly or someone
Molly,
who's over there.
Molly
yeah.
will show up at 10:30.
Hell yeah. She's like, where's the puzzle?
Love a puzzle. I've been trying to do a puzzle.
Okay, the wedding I went to.
I saw the puzzle.
Yeah, I was like, that's so cute. It was, you know, just like an easy little 60-piece one to do while people were like chatting, eating, whatever.
And it was of the groom?
The groom, yeah. The groom and their dog. And cute. I was like, it was very cute. I was like, oh my God, I kind of want Christmas present ideas.
It's the ultimate Christmas present. when we're done with this, I have to tell that story.
Yes. But anyway, okay, yeah, so that's my quality time. Just like being in the living room, family is around, and maybe it starts big and then gets smaller, and you're just either watching something or then playing games. I love, like, we have a really good game group now when we go home. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, us and the cousins, Dan included, Settlers of Catan, now I realize, big one. Did Olivia play with us too?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because there were five of us. Oh, so maybe not.
Maybe one, two, three, four, maybe five. Not Olivia for Catan, but now we have Flip 7. Oh my God,
Flip 7! I forgot that they played that with us. So now when we take that home,
oh, it is
where's Flip 7?
So
where's Flip 7?
Okay, wait, that's gonna be even a big one to get, like, because Aunt Kelly and Uncle Jeff were like in on that too.
I forgot
them like flipping, like her flipping off my uncle was so funny, and he's just probably high and just like cracking
dying
up at
laughing.
It. Yeah. Anyway, so that would be mine. What about you?
Let's see. When I think. I had a bubble in my throat. You hear it?
Oh my God, James Charles.
James Charles. Hi, sisters.
Hello, uglies.
Oh, hello, uglies.
So good.
It's still in there. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh my gosh. I'm so unprofessional with the bubble in my throat. Bubble?
Bubble?
Let's start over.
Okay. It's a great time for bubble, everyone.
Bubble.
The next ad should be bubble.
Bubble?
I don't know what it is yet. But
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll write it. No, you write it.
Ooh. If you have any of the ones you had already written, maybe I could.
I don't. I wish I would have saved them. I don't know why I just deleted them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go back and listen, but then I got to listen and put all the cookies all up in it, and I just don't.
No. Quality time to me, there's always food involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, for me, I'm, like, the happiest when I'm cooking. So, like, aww. If it's, like, me cooking and, like, everyone around, that's fine. Or, like, all of us eating dinner is good. Because I'm not going to lie. Other people's quality time is not usually, it doesn't feel quality to me. They're like, I like sitting on the couch and watching. I'm like, well, we're not saying anything to each other.
Yeah.
And we're watching, like, we're not doing anything. Everyone's on their phones.
Yeah.
But they just kind of like being around each other.
Yeah.
Like, quality of time to me is like, we're all talking to each other around food. That's like my big thing. I like doing that. So like eating dinner when I go home is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Playing games, like with my brother, we have the game night table. So going over there and playing like Secret Hitler. Mm-hmm. Is incredible.
That table is so cool. Also,
yeah, they painted over it, and they like made new pictures on it. So my hand is gone.
No, that was such a good hand with the dice in it.
Yeah, if I have a picture of the hand, which I probably do somewhere, I'll post it.
It was so good.
So there's always food involved. Quality time is food.
I hit the table. I'm sorry. Okay, say it again. Food.
Food. Mm-hmm. At home especially, because if we let each other like walk around too much, like... Or, like, leave each other to just sit. People are going to walk around. They're going to walk out. Where are you going? Oh, I don't know. I'm just like, So it's like, let's all have a thing to be doing right now. And that's how we get our quality time. That's not associated with the TV.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. I like that a lot because I think, I mean, like food doesn't come to the forefront of my mind as much. But then when I think about like what it really boiled down to is I loved playing games.
Oh my God. You're getting choked up.
I love playing games. But that's like a big part of it for me. But there's always
games.
Love games.
Love games.
That just took me out.
I'm sorry.
I loved it. It was so good. But there's normally like, mine's not related to food, but there is definitely always like probably like a little dessert or snack or something. Ooh. And like glasses of wine. It's that kind of game vibe. So that's what I think of. Oh, I'm excited for holidays.
Yeah, I'm ready to go home and cook.
I hope the government's back up and the flights aren't terrible. We'll see. Sorry to bring it there. Oh my God. Bad. Oh my God. You rest. Hold on. Another picture I'll take that maybe we'll send you, maybe not. Wait, just you resting with your face in your palm while I did that was crazy. My bad. Anyway.
Yeah, so quality time. Is there a way you like to spend quality time here at home that's different than when you go home?
I don't think it looks different necessarily. It's different people. But this is starting to like lean into just ways I enjoy being around people, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it is like lately my favorite has been some sort of like a game night with an activity. But yeah. There's also like, you know, you can chat and catch up through it. Not like the world's hardest game to jump into, but like, you know, chill games like a Flip 7 or something.
We're not flashback. What's the one where it's hinting at things that are coming?
What?
Not a flashback, but
flash forward?
Not a flash forward. It's like a
premonition?
Not
what is that? Sorry for saying that so fast.
Premonition?
Premonition.
Premonition with Sandra Bullock.
No, what are you trying to say?
Where you say something and it's like
foreshadowing?
Ooh, foreshadowing.
That quick.
Whoa. That took about a minute and a half to figure that word out. Foreshadowing to what I'm going to talk about today. Yeah, ooh. I do agree. Okay. There was sometimes I think about, so like when we invited people over to watch Weapons, like I don't mind if it's like a here, let's watch movies or TV shows. When Mandy came over that one time, our friend Mandy, for those of you who don't know.
She's a friend.
And she brought like craft stuff. And it was like, we're going to craft. Was that when we made ornaments? Did we make ornaments that day?
Was that with Mandy?
I don't know.
With the little balls and
the balls and the things?
The fuzzy balls and the...
I did a craft day with Mandy, and then did we... I don't know. So it's like a... Anyway. I love the idea of like, let's sit and chat, but like have something to do. You know what I do not like? Is I'm coming over and we're just going to sit on the couch and we're going to talk. That I'm not a fan of.
Yeah.
Boring. Boo.
Yeah.
Yawning. Boring. What's the Abby Lee Miller quote?
Oh. Yeah.
Boring. Yawning.
No, and honestly, those kinds of invites don't really happen anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I think all of us know it's like, I would love to see you, but we're all like either busy or tired. And so like, let's make it a thing when we hang out. Yeah. Like, let's have a reason. Because if it's just to like sit, I'll sit at home. I will sit at home on this couch of ours that is very comfortable. Yeah. So
you know what it does remind me of? And can you tell me if your mom ever did this? First, did your house ever have the corded phone?
Yeah.
That was like a really long cord.
Oh, yeah. I could like walk very far with it.
Mm-hmm. Did your mom ever call her friend on the phone or your aunt maybe? Mm-hmm. And they would just sit and talk on the phone and they would kind of like talk to each other on the phone all night. And then you would like sit at the dinner table while your mom was on the phone with her friend.
No.
My mom did that a lot.
Yeah. My mom. Colleen. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think. Well, we normally had one, like, pretty quick dinners.
Actually, now that I think about it, my mom didn't do that a lot. Someone else did. Who do I have in my head? Was it my aunt?
Who ate dinner at your house?
It wasn't dinner. It was phone calls.
Oh.
Where you would, like, go, because it wasn't at my house, now that I think about it. I would go to someone else's house, and the mom was always just, like, on the corded phone. And she'd be like, hold on, let me go get the other phone. And she would, like, set it down, go pick up the other phone, hang that one up. And then she would go in another room and talk on the phone.
That does sound like TV or movie moms from early 2000s. No, my mom didn't. My mom is not one to have like long phone calls.
Got bed to go to.
She's reading books. My mom reads a lot of books.
She's in a book club.
Yeah.
She's got that one book that she mentions to me every year that I gotta read.
Which one? The, about the bugs?
About the robots that hum.
Oh, that's when I said bugs. I was like, I meant hum. I meant hum. But yeah, she was all about that one. Very curious to see when we go. I mean, normally I get her a book. I didn't even finish that lesson.
It's okay. We don't have to.
When we go home, I'm sure she will have other recommendations for you. New sentence.
Oh.
I am. I have to think about what I normally get her a book for Christmas or like something. So
I have many recommendations.
Oh, that's right. You do now.
I've been reading.
Because my last one I got from Sarah. Sarah's been good at recommending books for my mom.
I don't know if your mom would like any of the books we've been reading, though.
Well, to be fair, yeah.
Although Hum was sci-fi.
Yeah. That's about as far as she
would get. Would you ever give her Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow or no? Would she not like that?
No, I think it would feel kind of young for her.
Yeah.
I loved it. But yeah, I think the thing is normally what I try and find for her is like, something set in like old LA history, old Hollywood kind of time. Like the way she gets so weirdly like antsy, giddy, weird whenever she's here and we can like drive through the hills and drive around Mulholland. And she's like, this is where, oh my God, what's his name? Sharon Tate.
That's right.
She is so, Manson. Yeah. Mansomer. Like, she gets so like, ooh, it happened right here. She's so fascinated about that time of Hollywood.
Well, she might like Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow, because a lot of that is his life growing up in L.A.
Well, he grew up in New York first.
No, he grew up in L.A. She grew up in New York. Oh,
right. But, like, not in the 70s.
No, it was what, like the 90s? Yeah. No, it was the 80s. 80s.
But like,
close enough.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah. No, I think she'll.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I do love that book, though.
That was a good one.
I need to maybe finish a book again at some point. I haven't in a while.
Smut.
Smut.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
Smut.
Let's take a break. Smut.
Smut. Oh, no. My pipes are bursting. Thank Reagan for our new non-sponsor, Plumbum. Plumbum is a free service that connects you with local plumbers in your area that are ready to snake your pipes and unclog your porcelain throne. The availability windows are still inconveniently long, and the service will happen outside of that window every time. But Plumbum prides itself on its ability to at least connect you with someone, more or less indirectly. Is anyone getting plum? Yeah, you bet I am. I have the Plumbum app on my phone's home screen. That's how much I love them. No more only flushing number twos. Send everything down the drain because Plumbum has got your back. Download the Plumbum app today and tell them we sent you. It's already free, but it'll be especially cool if you drop the pod to your plumber service person. Now that I think about it, I don't see any information about how you would do that, but y'all are smart. I bet you'll figure it out. All I know for sure is it's a great time for Plumbum.
Hey y'all, it's Sally again, here with another round of Soothing Sounds with Sally. Today's sound is... Thanks, bye y'all.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hey, we got a note.
There's a what?
We got a note. There's too much burps.
Well, we don't take notes.
Exactly.
Also, yeah, we don't take notes. But I also thought maybe I was not pushing it back down, but being like, oh, it might not come out. And then as I opened my mouth, that weird beginning sound happened. I was like, well, it's too late. She has to come out.
It's too late to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nailed it. Gosh, you're such talented. A performer today.
Let's do that at karaoke.
No.
You don't have to do that.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I mean, yay! Yeah! Yay, she said.
I'm baking cookies.
What is the line from? It's Bridesmaids, and it's Maya Rudolph, and her fiance calls when she's looking at Apple. And she's like, Apple? Oh, yeah, I'm with whatever her name is. And I just
Annie?
Told I'm with Annie. Mm-hmm. And I just told her that we're engaged. And she goes, she's so happy. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Shh. Yay, she said. There we go.
Yeah, and then she's like,
And then she laughs.
Laughs.
Love. Yay, she's sad. Okay, there was a story I had to tell. Oh, the ultimate Christmas present.
The ultimate Christmas present.
Okay, so it's a twofold story, which I still haven't showed you the video. I've got to show it. But if you're a Smosh fan, you know about The Chosen. Mm-hmm. And it's this character they do who wears this like graphic tee that has like a wolf howling at the moon, and he's got like his pants on with a belt, and their shorts or cargo shorts, and he's got long socks and sneakers, and he wears like a sword in his like belt loop, and his hair is like parted in like the middle.
This feels like a version of Dwight from The Office.
Dwight from The Office.
Yeah.
And he talks like this. He's the Chosen. And he loves The Matrix and things like that, right?
Absolutely.
The Chosen. So I've got to show you a video. But so that's the setup, is that I have this character, The Chosen, from Smosh that I watch. It's very funny. They do a lot of things with this character. But we went out last weekend.
Yes, we did.
And we were just in the car in the back of the Uber talking. Mm-hmm. And how did it get brought up? Reagan, our friend Reagan. So those of you who don't know. She's our friend Reagan. Mm-hmm. Well, she was talking about how she worked with somebody who had a prop from an old TV show. And he was like, yeah, what was that movie? I don't know if she was telling the story about he didn't know or she didn't know.
No, I think he didn't know.
He didn't know. And he was like, what was the movie with that? And it's the machine from The Ultimate Christmas Present. But he was like, oh, yeah, it was like a machine that controls the weather. And Shay was looking, she's sitting in the middle. Shay was looking to the left at Reagan while she was saying this, turns back to the front. So now she's not looking to anyone, and then goes, oh, yes, The Ultimate Christmas Present.
the thing that changes the weather. The Ultimate Christmas Present.
And you definitely, I don't think you meant to sound like that, but the way you sounded was, yeah, The Ultimate Christmas Present. Duh.
Christmas present, obviously.
Obviously. I lost my mind, and I had been saying The Ultimate Christmas Present since then. So funny.
Yeah, you probably had just either talked about The Chosen or something, but you freaking love that voice. God, what if the character has that voice? Anyway.
You can. Yeah. Ultimate Christmas Present. So, anyway, it's a great time. Who's going first?
I think it's my turn to go first. All right. I don't know. But
you're up. Let's go. What you got for me today? Go. Is it the ultimate Christmas present?
The ultimate Christmas present. I feel like that has to wait until we get closer to Christmas.
Which is in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it is like really soon. So maybe it'll be a great time for the ultimate Christmas present at that point. I'll do the whole Christmas episode.
I love how many S's there are in it. The ultimate Christmas present.
The ultimate Christmas present. Just say,
you do it so good.
Just say Christmas present.
Christmas present.
Oh my God.
For those of you who don't know, go back and listen to our DCOM episode.
Yes, because we definitely talk about it in that episode.
What do we talk about?
The ultimate Christmas present. I can't even finish the word present. The ultimate Christmas present. Okay, so this is one that for some reason it just felt like the time to do it finally.
Oh, I'm ready.
I think it is a great time for bags.
Yes! Bags.
The bag.
Get your bags here.
Where's David and his bags?
What bag? That bag?
That bag? I put my toiletries in there.
You told me Diane Sawyer got you that bag.
Yes, so you wouldn't steal it.
Okay, because I've been telling people that Diane Sawyer gives out fake bags.
On the down low. And then she's eating her little ice cream or whatever. Sorry. And that's all I have. It's a great time for that.
Bags. You love bags.
I love bags.
How did we just now get here?
Well, there's just always been other things.
That's a crazy me singing in the background on top of you.
I realized you were already doing something, and I was like, it's too late because I'm already talking like this. But when I say bags, I am like encompassing many, like purse, backpack.
Luckily, you have purse. You're choked up.
I had saliva in my mouth when you said that.
She's choked
Luckily,
up.
Luckily, I have purse.
Luckily, I have purse. I haven't
said that in a while. Purse first. Just many things. And I think it's come to my attention again because we've been doing little like weekend trips or whatever, or like when I go to the school, I just realize I carry a lot of stuff.
You're strapped when we go to the school.
Strapped fully. Whoa. Wait, I'm about to do it too though.
Nice. Nice. Yours is so deep. It's like a baritone burp.
It really was.
I'm like,
deep. It's the Sigourney. No.
Oh, yeah. Sigourney Beaver.
Yeah.
No.
No. Anyway, but yeah. So I realize how much easier it is when I have free hands to do things. So if I'm like, I know I got to carry all this stuff, having bags in life can make it so much easier to get around. But also I'm realizing how nice it is to have different bag options, like literally different types, different sizes. They have different purposes. I realize, you know, do I have the budget to have this many bags?
Yes.
Eh, whatever. Yeah. That's the thing. Go get it. Just go for it.
Yeah, right? Just go for it.
Just go for it. But this started more when Katie, who is a friend of ours.
So Katie is a friend of ours, just so that you're aware.
Just so we're all in the, you know, in the loop.
We, us together, share her as a friend.
Right.
Okay. Just so everyone knows.
Her name is Katie and she's a friend. So when I say Katie, that's who I'm talking about.
We are so hateful.
Reagan tries to tell us one thing. Yeah. So anyway, but 1 year for Thanksgiving, Katie got me looking at Base.
So let's pause.
Yeah.
And this is our first time I would like to reach out to the marketing team at Base. And this is the first thing I think we actually should be sponsored by is Base.
Oh, Base.
So if anyone knows Base, if anyone knows, what's her name?
Shay Mitchell?
I almost said Shailene Woodley. That's the other one. That's,
That's Insurgent.
If anyone knows Shay Mitchell,
yeah,
get her on our podcast. We would love to be sponsored by Base because Shay has every Base product there is. I love all the Base that you get. Continue.
I am so excited. So Katie told me about it because...
Our friend Katie.
Who... Because normally Base like never had any sales except for Black Friday. Then they were doing
this. I didn't know that.
So their Black Friday sale used to be a lot bigger because like a few years ago, they would never have sales besides then. And then like everything would be on sale for like a limited, like 24 hours, not even.
Whoa.
But Katie was looking and I was like, wait, some of this is like really cute. And then when it's on sale, it's like, actually, that's a pretty doable price for a bag that's like good quality and will last. So then that's when I got my first ever, which was the one that's like a fanny pack, but it has a back zipper, which
they don't sell anymore.
They don't sell that one anymore. They have a different one now though. Oh, nice. Like a turquoise blue one that's different fabric. And I was like, well, no,
that was your first
on.
Base was the sort of
expandable
backpack
fanny pack. Yes. Cool. That was my first one. I was like, this is so cute and handy because it can be small. But then if I need it to like put snacks or whatever, like I'm good to go. And that happens a lot where I'm like, I didn't realize I'd be needing these. But now I have this. I can fit it in there. But yeah. But then after that, I was like, well, I'm a goner. Here we go.
So what do you have now?
So I have that one. I have the work tote that you got me, which I take everywhere.
Love to hear that. You're putting to use the things I get you.
Yes. And the other one you got me is the premium duffel, which doesn't get out as much as the work tote, but I have definitely traveled with the premium tote many a time.
Premium duffel.
And, oh, premium duffel. Thank you. but yeah, so I have the fanny pack, expandable bag, the work tote, the premium duffel. I have the sports sling, which is the one I would take to the gym.
And what color is that?
It's called slate. It's like a light blue gray.
That's right, yeah.
So I have that one. And then over the summer, they had this cute yellow striped one.
I was about to say, is the yellow striped one also Base?
It is. So that one is just like a regular kind of bigger fanny / crossbody kind of bag.
Yeah.
So I have that one. And then I got, we went to, there's a place down in Tustin.
A place.
What? Oh, there's a place in Tustin, California, I want to say, that is like a big warehouse that does random sales for different brands.
Whoa.
On like, it was one Mandy, a friend of ours, told us about that she was like, oh, it'll be like one brand maybe. We'll do a big warehouse sale for like 2 days and a weekend or something. And you have to sign up to like get a slot to go in because it's like heavily discounted. Anyway, she told me about it when there was a Base one.
Nice.
And then I did end up going and I got a large carry-on roller because,
whoa,
like, suitcases are expensive.
Is that the mustard one?
No, the bright orange one that I brought, not to Bali because I could pack everything small for Bali. Nor, I'll bust out the orange one for holidays, mm-hmm. like when we do. So when Martin and I would do longer trips, I bring out the big one, especially if there's going to be like gifts or whatever. So I'll show you. It's like a sherbet orange. It was one of their like sherbet summer. Sherbet lemon. It was one of their summer collection.
Cute.
That I love. So like a bright orange big roller and then the mustard, the yellow smaller roller that I got when
Is that also base?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I got on like one of their sales as well. They're, I don't think I've bought any of them full price. Nice. Actually one. There's one thing I bought full price, and it's the last one I didn't say yet.
I was about to say, isn't there one other one?
Yeah, that I wear to the school anytime I go work at the school, my backpack.
The green one?
Yeah.
The Wicked one.
Wicked. When Base and Wicked did a partner, like a collab last year, oh my God. I almost didn't buy the backpack because I was like, oh, it's not going to go on sale, but I love it. It's so freaking cute.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I got it because, yeah, they like don't always bring stuff back once they're sold out. Totally. So, yes. So I have all of those. Oh, and I have... Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. This is a bad thing? Are you like now going like, oop, too many?
You know what? It's a great time to clean out your stuff. Let me go back to that episode. But no, Liza got me. This was like probably my, this was either, actually, I think this was before you, mm-hmm. you got me the base stuff. So it might've been like my second or third base item. Liza got me because it's like their simple classic black backpack, mm-hmm. but it's so big and it has the like separate zipper for padded area for laptop.
Laptop, yeah.
So like you can pack your laptop and then still have a full backpack space to do things. So I do have that one too, which I traveled with a lot until you got me the duffel. And then,
love the duffel.
Love it. Yeah.
I love bags.
They're so helpful. And the thing is like... you can literally have them as options for like, this is my sturdy go-to, goes with anything, whatever. Or like a statement bag, right? When mm-hmm. I went to this wedding, Sarah had this little purse.
Sarah is a friend of ours.
But she had this purse that was like this orange kind of sunset looking thing that was with a little chain. What's that called? Like handle? Whatever.
Sure. Strap. Anyway,
strap. Thank you. That's the word. But it was so cute. And she like took pictures and it was like a cute, oh my God. It was like a cute little statement accessory.
Yeah.
But like then carried the things she needed. I was like, God, I love that.
Yeah. I love a bag. Mm-hmm. I don't own any like purses. I have like my strap. It's not strap on, but.
Right. Cross. You have a strap on.
I have a strap on. Yeah. It's the crossbody black one. And that I take when I don't want to carry anything big, but I don't really have pockets.
Yeah.
So I'll put my phone, my passport, my chapstick, and maybe some gum in there. Mm-hmm. And then I love a fanny pack. I have my green ones. I have two green ones that I like.
You have two green ones.
I have two green ones.
Why don't I know both of them?
I don't know. So those are fun. I'm a big backpack guy. Mm-hmm. So right now I have my lavender backpack that I got for like $10 at the mall.
Yeah. Love. Mall.
You know what I like? I like the bag that I got for Martin. By the way, bags are great to give people for Christmas.
Yes, that's what
you just
what I was
need
say
to
too.
Like spend a lot of money though.
Well, like make it a worthwhile bag that they'll use.
Don't spend like $20. Like these things got to be in the 80s, 90s, 100s to make it worth a gift.
And I was going to say it's a good gift for someone that's like your budget for their gift,
correct.
Right? It's not like a random, you know, or like a friend that's like, cool, and I'll get them some, you know, like a Starbucks gift card or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's not that level of gift. It's like someone where you're like, they mean something to me and I want to give them something nice, but I don't know like what they might need or use or whatever. People will always find a use for bags.
Yeah. But they've got to be the good ones because you can buy people like $20, $30 bags and they're not worth it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it out.
Right.
So these big, like, nice bags that I got Martin, I got that, like, a satchel.
Yeah.
I like that for him. I do not want a satchel.
Right.
Because that's going to hurt my back and my shoulders.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. Maybe he needs to.
Yeah. But a satchel's always nice.
Yeah.
Little newsboy bag. Well, that's cute.
And that one was, like, this cute brown leather that looked like.
Yeah.
It just looks really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are great. Mm-hmm. Any other kind of bags you want to talk about?
Trying to think if there are other bags. I mean, I love also, I mean, so cute at like Disney or theme parks. They always have the small backpacks, the little lounge flies,
totally.
Whatever. Those are so cute. And I only have.
Those are too expensive.
No, they are. Here's the thing. There are a lot of bags that are too pricey. And that is the world we're in. That's capitalism, baby. But like. But so I know some people who have so many lounge flies, but also it's your money. And if it makes you happy, do your thing. So I only have one lounge fly, but I love it. It's the Scarlet Witch one. And so it's like this metallic dark red and it looks so cool. It's got her little crown on it. Love. So I feel like they just bring joy. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
So there's joyous bags. Mm-hmm. There's function bags. Yes. Were you a family that kept the plastic bags from the grocery and like tied them and stuck them under the sink?
Yeah, mom had them. Like, mom probably still has them over by the absolutely. Trash can. Yeah.
Over by the trash can, yeah. Mm-hmm. Trash bag.
Yes. Hello.
Trash bag.
Right.
Trash bag.
Trash bag. What is that?
I don't know. I'm just saying trash
bag. Just trash bag.
Trash bag is a bag.
Yes, a bag.
What do I prefer? I prefer the trash bags that have the built-in ties. You know, some, like the plastic ties.
I was like, do some not?
Some don't. They have the flaps instead. Yeah, you've got to like pull on the flaps.
Yeah, our small like bathroom one doesn't. It has the little flappies. Yeah. But that one, I mean.
They've got some good commercials.
Who does?
Like trash bags? Like trash bags. Like hefty. Wimpy.
Yeah. It's like gum commercials all over again.
It's like gum commercials all over again. Trash bags. There's a whole brand out there of like Glad bags.
Yeah.
They've got bags that make it not stinky.
Right.
It's like, come on. There's so many good uses for bags there.
Yes. And that made me also start to think of like toiletry bags or whatever. Like,
do you have a toiletry bag?
Yeah. I have one. Oh, that Reagan, she's a friend of ours. She got for me. It was actually really cute the way she did it, too, because it was when I was first booking, like, stunt work and stuff. And she was like, so for when you go on set and you, like, just need your essentials and whatever. And it's cute. I still use it. It's like this little holographic one. I love it. Yeah. And that's been my toiletry bag.
Two things that you just made me think of.
What?
First one, my gift to all the dancers that I worked with last year for the show was, like, a dance bag. So it had things like...
God, sorry.
It had things like deodorant in it. It had things like little snacks in it. It had like Tiger Balm, chapstick, things that you would just need on like a dance day. And so that was cute. Secondly, that hollow bag that I got you for events.
Yes. So clear concerts, bags. Concerts and events where you're like stadium things where they're like it has to be a
stadium
clear
cheese.
Thing. Stadium cheese. Dang, I miss Layla.
Cheese on my chip.
Yes. But, like, when you need a clear bag, oh, my God, what a great gift. Actually, Reagan got one for Shannon for her birthday.
Love a clear bag.
Love a clear bag. Yeah, that fanny pack is so helpful.
Yeah.
Took it to chapel.
Love. Another thing would be, especially here, I don't know if they do it a lot in other states. Mm-hmm. Like, Texas, I don't think they do it that much yet, but maybe in Austin is, like, not. Is bringing your own bags to the grocery store?
Yes, like a tote bag.
Like a tote? Right? A beach tote?
Yes, beach tote. Really funny bag that I didn't really use, but I liked the creative idea of it. There was one at the company I worked at that was like a drawstring bag, but then when you opened it, you could like, there was like a towel that like rolled out from it when you like turned it inside out. It was crazy.
It was a
like,
towel?
Yeah, like I'm trying to remember. I have my rock climbing stuff in it right now because it was around the time I was rock climbing more. But I think there's like space to use it as a bag. And then if you didn't, then like there was a towel attached to it at the bottom of it. So then you could like roll it out and there was a beach towel.
Oh, nice.
And then once you like shook it all out, you could roll it back up.
Put it in the bag.
It was wild.
Gym bag?
Gym bag.
Do you have a gym bag?
Yeah, so I have my small gym bag, that base sports sling that I take when I do that. But what I also have is a stunt bag. I have a backpack that has like my pads in it. Right now it also has my mocap suit in it, the one I got.
Stinky.
Stinky. But, well, it's been a minute, so it's okay. But it has all like those necessities in it ready to go. So when I have work to do or an audition or something like that, I know that that's already all in one space.
Yeah.
And I just double check and I'm like, okay, good to go. Take it out.
I like the way you work, babe. No diggity. I gotta
bag it up. Sorry. I was like, whoa, where are we?
We gotta bag it up.
We gotta bag it up. There was something I thought of before we did like groceries and totes and stuff.
I'm just trying to blast through some bags.
No, I know. There are so many bags. It's just, and toiletries. Oh, no. It was more that the reason bags came up for my thought process today is that Base sent me a little ping on the app. That was like, do you want a preview? They had a collaboration with Gap a few months ago or something. Mm-hmm. And now they're doing a couple more pieces. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fun. I'm trying to like ease up. I was like, I have everything. I'm good. But then I looked at the new Gap ones that they were doing, and there's one that I was like, this is so cute. And I realized it is the sports sling that I already have.
You already have.
But it's in denim and it's so cute in denim. Get it. That would be a bag I would wear out. Get it. You know, that's my gym one. Anyway, I am thinking about getting it because I do think I have a code for $20 off. So
there you go.
Anyway.
Any other kind of bags? What about bags under your eyes? You know, I've got those.
You know, those be working. You know what? Own those bags under your eyes. Put a little Becca on there. Call it a day.
I love my Becca.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually finally at the bottom of one. Oh. So I need another one.
Need another one.
But yeah, I love bags. That was great.
I love bags.
It's a great time.
We didn't talk about designer bags, but maybe on another day we can extend into bag territory.
We could. Well, honestly, I would like volley that over to you because I know...
I don't know that much either, but like I'm thinking of things like going to Canal Street in New York, getting a fake designer bag.
Totally.
Did you ever do that when you went to New York?
I didn't get any of the fake designer ones, but thinking of New York, I do have the one basically tote shaped bag.
Oh, with all the Broadway.
With all the Broadway shows on it. That was very just Times Square, New York. Our theater teacher had one. And I was like, that is really cute, actually. So I have that. And I haven't used it in a while, but I did use it. I want to say I used it this year at some point, maybe for something at the school. Like I was like, oh, this is cute and it's the right size that I need. Anyway, it's just nice to have the bag options there. I got the Rose Apothecary tote whenever they had.
I thought you were going to say Rosa Parks for some reason. Rosa Parks. I was like, Rosa Parks bag.
No, Rose Apothecary, which is very cute. Martin got me that tote bag with little cats and cowboy boots and it says like, yeehaw, nice. Or meow, or something.
So here's my question about bags because we do need to leave it. Soon,
yes,
so
yeah, we can move on. I know we've been on for. Well, I knew it was going
to
be a big one.
Yeah. Do you transfer everything in the bag to the other bags, or is it like?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well educated.
Was this a press conference?
No, I mean, just nobody's asked me that yet, so I really appreciate it. That's amazing, but. That really only happens with me with the like smaller fanny pack crossbody ones. Yeah. Because to be honest, the rest of them have kind of become like the bags that are like for that purpose, like the small gin one, the whatever. And the way it works right now is my work tote kind of holds everything.
Sure.
As far as my daily stuff, yes. Like wallet, chapstick, all that sort of thing.
Chapstick Roan.
What?
Chapstick Roan.
Like Chapel Roan. I was like, excuse me? Okay. Yes, Chapstick Roan. So the tote hole, I'm like looking at my tote as I'm talking about it because it sits over by my desk and it holds everything. And then when I'm just going out and I need like the small bag, I take it out of the work tote and then I have it ready to go. And then when I come back, I normally empty and put it in the work
tote. Back in the work tote.
Unless I know I'm going to take the small one out, you know, next day. Yeah. Ugh, what a system.
What a system. Yeah, you're not going to be the one who's like digging through the bottom of your bag to find something. And it sounds like, you know, the sound I'm talking about when people look through their bag.
And you want to know why I'm not going to make that sound? Because also I have bags within the bags.
Oh, you've got bags in the
bag. I got little pouches.
The bag.
I am definitely one who my bag has little pouches in it that holds the stuff I need because I'm not trying to dig around.
Yeah, the digging is crazy.
It's crazy. I'm like, no, I'm a very organized person. I need to know where all the stuff is, right? So, oh my God, another bag. When we went to Bali and they had, they had the little the scarf that you like tie around two little rings or whatever. And then it makes this cute little purse. Took that to the wedding. Fun. Love it. Adorable. And you stole pepper from somewhere and put it in that purse?
You stole pepper.
You put it in my purse.
No, it was in your bag.
I am sick of you gaslighting me.
I said, Shay, why would you steal this pepper?
From a wedding.
From a wedding.
Anyway.
Put it in your bag.
I love a bag. But yeah, it's a great time for bags, y'all.
It is a great time for bags.
Be hands-free. Have different bag options for different things. Have fun with it. Just
and they're reusable. They're good for the environment.
Yes, that's the thing. I was like, get you a tote that you take for grocery shopping. Yeah. Bags that you reuse.
No more plastic.
No.
Time's up on plastic.
Like our bags that are also like the cooler bags work for the beach, work for events, work for grocery shopping. Yeah, exactly.
Love bags. We love bags.
Bolsas. Mm-hmm, la bolsa. Okay.
I think that's it on bags. Let's take a break.
I think so, too. Smut.
Take a sip.
Bags.
preaching to the choir here because I know for a fact our listeners have perfect skin. It's a great time for our non-sponsor, Squin. Squin is the next era in skincare. Oh, it sounds like skin. I get it now that I've said it out loud. Squin takes simple lotions and oils and makes them a little more complicated, if I'm honest, but 100 times more fun. Squin's line of mix and measure skin products are perfect for those who want a little more say in what they put on their body. My favorite is the Hypolymphomic Acid Serum, and I really have added it to my nighttime routine. Ah, it's a great time for a new bedtime routine. Gotta add that to the time wheel again. I love mixing 3 parts powdered herbal residue with 7 parts jojoba oil infused tincture at 9:30 p.m. on a weeknight. Squin clearly loves women in STEM because I am chemist with Squin. I love my skincare routine more than most things these days, and so will you. Visit skincare.lol to check out all their amazing products. Use offer code GREATTIME10 for 10% off your first purchase of Squin for a limited time. That's promo code GREATTIME10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase of Squin at skincare.lol. Mix it up, babes. It's a great time for Squin.
The ultimate Christmas present.
It's the ultimate Christmas present.
It's the ultimate Christmas
present. Bags are the ultimate Christmas present.
It's the ultimate Christmas. Yeah, so if you're looking for people, look for looking some for bags. People.
Okay, my turn, and I want to make this quick because I know it's not going to be that long, but okay. Let's jump
well,
in.
Well, then I'm glad I could talk about bags for hours.
Oh, we could talk about this for hours, but okay. We're going to jump in and make it fast.
Love it.
I think it's a great time for complicated board games.
Okay, the way I just gasped.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a great time for gasping, like we
exactly.
said.
Exactly. And I wrote that down in my apps, basically in my apps, in my notes about talking about not necessarily board games, but like, oh, I said social deduction or like deceptive.
Oh, is that on your list too?
That is on my list. I literally put gasping in parentheses nice. Next to it. But anyway, another week.
Complicated board games.
Yes,
I know what you're
tell
thinking.
Me about it.
Absolutely not. Layla, right. I'm talking to you. I know you heard this and went, yuck, no. No complicated
she
board games.
She does not like a complicated game.
She doesn't
board
do
game?
Board games. And especially
in general?
If they're she does not like them.
Oh.
And she does not like if there's rules, mm-hmm. she doesn't want to deal with it.
She has played Hues and Cues with us, so she'll do that.
That's simple.
Yeah.
But exactly. complicated, not for her.
Dang.
She wants
Layla's
out.
A friend of ours. Okay.
Sorry. Layla's a friend of mine. Very good friend of mine.
I'm sorry.
You laughed really long about that.
I was also eating a chip, and I'm so sorry. Okay.
Do you want to finish, or are you going to make it soggy so it doesn't make a sound?
No. I will finish.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Complicated board games. And here's why I think it's time, and we're ready for it, and it's a great time. I do mm-hmm. think there are spaces for not complicated board games. I mm-hmm. think, you know, Flip 7 is one of our favorite games. It's super uncomplicated.
We should be sponsored by them.
We should be sponsored by them too. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great time for that one. I think it's a great time for things like Uno, whatever. But I also want to say things like Monopoly is complicated and people like playing Monopoly, mm-hmm. right? So I think there's space for complicated board games. Yeah. I like the challenge. I am a gifted and talented student. Mm-hmm. So are you and so are a lot of my friends.
Yes.
And complicated board games just allow for bigger space of like strategy mm-hmm. and gameplay and replayability is very high mm-hmm. with complicated board games. So I'm thinking of games like Secret Hitler is one of my favorite games, and it is very complicated. Mm-hmm. I think, what is that game? So we have two friends, Shelby and Orion. They are two friends of ours. Uh-huh. What was that cute, like,
with
the woodland game that we played?
You were just on my brainwave. I was about to bring it up because the wedding I went to, we were looking at their registry, mm-hmm. and we ended up getting them this, like, really nice, what are those called? Dutch oven.
Farted under the pillow on them?
And they loved
no,
it.
No, under the blanket.
Blanket. Oh, yeah, and that's where you, yeah, that's when we went to their place, farted under the blanket with them, and went, and left. It's like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
But,
Dutch ovens are nice.
One of the other, what'd you say?
So Dutch ovens are nice.
Yes, yes, yes. So, but one of the other options was the game, and it's called Everdale.
Everdell?
Dell.
Not like Riverdale? Everdell.
I think it's D-E-L-L, but maybe it's D-A-L-E. But anyway, no, I would like to confirm for myself, but you can keep going. It is Everdell.
Everdell.
E-L-L. Yes.
That game was it was complicated, but it's just play it. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're with people who are like guiders mm-hmm. and not antagonists, because mm-hmm. I see the thing. It's like if you're playing a game that's complicated with somebody and they don't really take the time to walk you through it, then you start, they're just like, you'll get it when we play it. And then as you're playing it, they're like, well, you didn't do that. No, that's not how you play. It's like, okay, now I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah.
But when you have friends that are like, just play with us and you'll get it as we go. And they kind of guide you through it. They're like, great. So this is how you do this. And then mm-hmm. it just opens up the game for you. It's so fun.
Right. Or if they're like, this would probably be the strongest choice you could make because of this, and that's how it'll work. And you're like, oh, okay, I see. And then you're playing, and it's fun.
And you can, yeah, and they explain it well. So, like, Everdell was, and it was so cute. The art style was super adorable, and we all figured it out.
Yeah. See, I would like to play that again because Shelby and I worked together as a team, which was nice. But then, like, see how I would play it by myself. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think about, what's the Zombicide? Which we haven't played in a while. Zombicide.
And I thought of you because when Martin and I were in Pasadena for, like, our night for our anniversary, there was this new game store and they had a bunch of different Zombicides. And one was, like, Marvel Zombies. And I was like,
It's expensive. It's an expensive board game. It is.
Well, it's a fat box.
It's a fat box. It is a big,
wait, I want to play Zombicide.
We can play Zombicide. Okay. I love Zombicide. Mm-hmm. So those of you, I'm just kind of listing out board games. So those of you who are interested in new board games for friends or playing these complicated board games, go for it.
I should have just interviewed Zach and Matt before this and been like, list out games. But yeah, we play a lot of fun ones.
Yeah. I really like, and this is not necessarily a complicated board game, but Bang is a card game that I really enjoy. It's, you need a lot of people to play it, but it's not complicated in as such as it's like you kind of need to know what the cards mean. So like the more you play it, the better you get.
Right.
I think Settlers of Catan can be complicated, but not that bad.
No, but to be honest, to people who don't know it, it's pretty easy to make it. If you're just talking about it, it can sound crunchy as hell for a second. Yeah.
I think of Blood on the Clock Tower, which now we're going into Social Deduction, which we can talk about later. But that's a super complicated game.
Oh,
but it's still a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look at some of the games that we have over there.
I was trying to think of ones also that I played. There was one called Sleeping Gods. That was very fun.
Sleeping Gods,
which like is almost kind of role playing y, where you have your character and you can like make decisions, but it's not like fully D&D. There's like more structure with it and like actual cards and stuff and choices to make.
I like that.
Kind of similar to, I think it's called Arabian Nights.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? God, this is annoying. There's like rings, portals you have to close. Crap. I'm so sorry I was really on a roll and then I lost it. I lost it.
It's okay. About the cones.
It's about Cones of Dunshire. Elise, something horror.
Yeah.
Horror?
Eldritch Horror?
Is it Eldritch Horror? That is probably it, actually. Yes. Oh my God, that's going to be annoying. One of my friends at work always talks about
Eldritch Horror, which is an offshoot of, and now I can't think of the game, where it has an app to it.
Oh.
Mansions of Madness. You've played that before.
Oh, is that the one where, no.
We have an app.
There's a haunt? No.
No, that's, that's one of my faves too.
Yeah.
What is that? House on a
Hill. You know, with the haunt? The house. One where they go in the closet?
Yeah, there's a haunt. My mom explained that to somebody because we played it once or twice. Mm-hmm. And then she was explaining it to someone else. And she goes, yeah, and then there's a haunt. And we were like, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. You can't just say, and then there's a haunt.
Right.
What is that? Betrayal.
Betrayal. House on the Hill. Yeah.
Betrayal, which is fabulous. Betrayal is one of those games, though, that once you play it 20 times, you're like, okay, we're done.
You're like, I've seen all the scenarios.
But yeah. So love complicated games. Let's sit down and let's dedicate 5 or 6 hours to playing this game.
That's the thing. When that's like, that's what we're all down to do, let's do it then. There are like so many fun different options of games to play. So many good options. Because some are like, you know, you're working just for yourself and you're going against everyone. But then I think that's also why I really like Zombicide, is because that one, it's like, oh, we are in this together. And there's about 10,000 zombies and we got to figure this
out. It feels impossible to win that game.
We kind of have to cheat.
And that's how I feel about Mansions of Madness. I have never officially won a Mansions of Madness. And I go online and I'm like, am I the only one who's failing to win this? And there's people with like, we play this with our 6-year-olds and we love it.
Shut up. Is that the one?
Are we doing it wrong?
Is that the one you mentioned where like someone was like an evil baby or something? Someone climbed out a window?
No, that was also betrayal.
Okay.
But no, Mansions of Madness is like, we lose all the time. And there was this one, it's all story based, and we were about to win. Like, we were going to win this round. Mm-hmm. We did all the things. We got to the place that we were supposed to. And we were like, we're actually going to win this game.
Yeah.
And it's like an app-based game that also has a board. So like you use the app to like move around the board. And when I tell you the whole time we played this game, there was no magic. It was like beating up people, taking clues, like getting to this place. And then all of a sudden in this last round, it was like the wall slides open and a magician comes out and freezes all of you. You all die.
What?
And we went, and we all like mouth agape looked at each other and just went, what? Did we just lose?
Yeah.
There hasn't been magic this entire game, and now we just lost? Weird. I was like, we must be playing these games wrong. So, but it's still fun, and it's like, let's try again.
Yeah, I get it. Let's do it again. Cute.
So yes. I do love a complicated board game.
Yeah.
Let's make it complicated.
There's the Great American Mail Race that we have.
Which is not complicated, but I do love the Great American Mail Race.
Yeah, because you could... Mail Race, yes. I'm looking at the title. Because you can put a little more thought into it to like, okay, how can I like...
But the rules are pretty simple.
Well, yes.
Go around the board, move the mail. Call it a day.
Well, I mean, that's similar to Bang, I guess.
Like, yeah. That's why I was like, that's not that complicated.
Yeah.
But like, I have games over here that we haven't opened. Like Hero Quest, I want to play at some point, which I haven't played since I was a kid. And then what's the other one that I have?
Sheriff.
The Sheriff of Nottingham, which I would like to play.
Which sounds that one's not complicated at all. I feel like I might have played that once before, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I think you told me that.
Yeah.
You've played it before. I don't know. I like a complicated board game. I like being, I don't want to be known as the guy who like has a wall of board games.
Okay. That's targeted.
No, I mean, they can be that. Yeah, I don't necessarily need to be.
Yeah.
I don't really have room for it, but I do like want to have like a decent collection of complicated board games. Right. I don't want to be the household that's like, I have Sorry, Monopoly, and like Chutes and Ladders. Like,
absolutely not.
No.
No. I now I'm thinking of like my ideal house has like space for the self-tape area, but then has like good, like nice shelves that are just kind of full with like, yeah, you have an array of games here for like the chill vibe you want, or like, no, we're having like game day and this is what we're
doing. And I'm a big fan of it. I used to have a board game, which I've never, I don't know if I've ever told you the story how my board game nights happened, and then we'll finish up here.
Mm-hmm.
Was I had, again, I'm a big Smosh viewer, and they had Smosh games back in 2011, and they would play board games, and you know, that's where I got a lot of my board game love.
Yeah.
But I was like, there was one game, which was Betrayal at House on the Hill. And I was like, I really want to play this board game. And this was 2020.
Okay.
I remember because it got ruined from COVID. Because I bought the game for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would like to play this on my birthday with like my family. Like, that's what we're going to do on my birthday.
Yeah.
And then they all got COVID. The entire house did.
Oh.
And I didn't live there.
Oh.
And so I was pissed off because I was like, you had one job was to not get COVID.
Right.
And you did. And so now I can't do anything on my birthday. I actually spent my birthday alone that day, that year.
Damn.
It's pretty sad. But
It's pretty sad. That's not the ultimate Christmas present.
It's not the ultimate Christmas present. So, you know, whatever happened, we ended up playing. But that was my idea that I wanted to play that for my birthday.
Mm.
So then we ended up moving it 2 weeks later, and I played it with my family. We did two rounds. And you've played it before. Once you get it, it's pretty simple. But there's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of manuals, whatever.
Right.
Well, I finished that night with my family, and I was like, great, we're done. It's 10:30, 11. We're done playing. Mm. I'm going to go up to my room.
Yeah.
My brother, who at the time was in his early 20s, was like, I'm not done playing this game. And apparently invited his friends over that night, and they stayed up till like 6 or 7 a.m. playing that board game.
Oh,
they played
God.
Like 4 or 5 more rounds of Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Oh my God.
And I was
God.
Like, it's my game. And they're like, we love it. And so then we ended up doing like a once a week, let's just come over and play Betrayal.
Yeah.
Because like, you can play it so many different times and have so many different outcomes.
Right.
So we ended up, that's how it started, was we're going to play Betrayal every week, and we would play and just sort of, he was young, so all his friends were young, and they would come over and stay up till 4 a.m. and drink and play this game.
Yeah.
And then we started getting other games. We got Secret Hitler. We started playing that. And that's how my like board game night sort of became a thing with my brother. I don't know if you ever knew that.
Cute. No, I don't think I knew how it started. But I did know y'all had played a lot of Betrayal, which is fun, because I played it one time with y'all, I think.
Yeah.
But that's so cute and sweet, which is also a fun way, like, to have a consistent thing in the books, in the calendars or whatever.
Oh, you love a calendar.
I love a calendar. I don't know. I don't think I've specifically put, like, it's a great... No, I said it's a great time for a schedule. So calendaring was a part of that. I was like, they could be separate. There's a daily schedule, a weekly schedule, and then...
And there's a schedule within the schedule. We all know this.
Yeah. But it is a great way, because as we get busier and whatever... That's been a great way for us to go like once a month to go see our friends with the board game wall.
Yes.
We have tried and learned different games, but one of them was like a Jurassic Park one, which was
very fun. Games.
Yes. So like legacy games, I think is what they're called.
Legacy games, where you like, different chapters. You kind of like change the game, right? Like,
yeah, like one chapter affect, like one sitting of it affects the next one, and you just, it's
they're meant never to be the played. Yeah,
yeah.
And, like, what happens when you finish? You're done playing it because it doesn't revert back to the original.
No, so like that the Jurassic Park one, I want to say was maybe 13 sessions or something, and we did like once a month. So well, and they actually started it before I joined, so anyway, it like lasted much longer. We did it like spread out more, but that's a fun way to like just have something that you're like, oh, I mean, it's like a D&D campaign. That's why people like doing D&D campaigns as well. So very cute.
Yeah, maybe one day it'll be a great time for that. I'm learning how to D&D, so.
Oh yeah, well, one of my friends at work just got into like being a DM and actually, you know, has gotten very into it now. So
yeah, I have one that's zombie D&D that I've ran a campaign on before, so
yeah,
maybe we'll do that one day, get everyone together and fight some zombies.
Cute. I love it. That's true. Our friends Shelby and Orion, we also meet up and play D&D sometimes, so love.
Yeah, no, I'm never gonna be as good as they are.
No, absolutely not. I like, here is what I will say. D&D is very fun. I love it. So cute. I can fatigue from it pretty easily.
Yeah.
So it's not something I'm like looking to add into my life all the time.
No. I also like, I do very well as myself in those. I can suspend disbelief and just be myself.
Mm-hmm.
The character is tough. I can't play a character for 3 hours. It's really hard for me to do.
Yeah. Well, and it's such a mix of, like, am I now role-playing or am I just, like, I don't know. I get into the point where I'm like, let's fight. I want to fight things and let me see how well I can do that and be creative in my choices of, like, bringing down this big bad.
Sure. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I agree. I think it's a great time for complicated board games.
Yeah.
Spend time. Get creative. Strategize.
Let's plan a night where we can play a complicated board game. I never know when you're open to do that.
Okay. Well, complicated ones? I was going to say, we're literally doing a game night on Friday, but that's more chill.
That's chill.
That's not the ultimate Christmas present.
It's mostly because I know you're already busy, especially with that one that's on the books, that I don't want to be like, can I also have one with you? You know what I mean?
Well, that one's kind of actually slowed down. Because we just finished a huge escape room one, which that one was kind of wild. That was a bit too crunchy over the top. We were all like, this is
like a little green crunchy.
A little green crunchy. We were like, this is too much. And we're pretty good at these. So what the hell? come on now. But yeah. So honestly, once the new year starts is when things will probably pick up again. Because now we're just like in holidays. We're in December now.
December.
December.
Which is still fall.
Oh, until the 21st?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's trash.
That is trash because no marketing of December
is fall.
Is fall.
You're trying to tell me I'm a fall baby?
That's crazy. You're not.
I'm a winter baby.
I was told the winter months are December, January, February. So nobody, you know, like just that's what we've been told.
Yeah. And you know what you've been told?
What?
That it's a great time for a complicated board game, mm-hmm. and it's a great time for a bag.
Absolutely.
A puzzle bag. Do you ever put your puzzle pieces, going back to bags.
Yes.
When you do a puzzle, mm-hmm. when you finish the puzzle, take all the edges out and put them in a bag.
Just the edges?
Yeah. So then when you have the puzzle, you have all your edges already.
Oh.
Pro tip.
No, I love that,
put it
though.
In a little Ziploc. We didn't even talk about Ziplocs.
We did little sandwich bags.
Sandwich bags. Gallon bags. Yeah, put them in a little Ziploc. It's a little bit cheating, but like the point of a puzzle is to put it together, not to look for the pieces.
Right,
maybe
exactly.
It is.
I don't know. The first time is to look for the pieces, and then if you're doing it again, you know, I've already done that work. I love that.
You can pull out all the little edges from your little baggie.
Ah, cute.
So I think all the puzzles I have now probably have baggies in them already.
Smart. I want to do a puzzle. I want to do a board game.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want to get that little denim sports sling bag. Ugh,
yeah. Cute. We have so much to do. So many options.
Yeah.
You need to follow us on at Great Time Podcast.
Yes. Instagram. There she is.
Did I not say that?
You didn't. You said you need to follow us at and then pause.
You do it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So follow us on Instagram at Great Time Podcast. Also, check out our Patreon. There's the link in the bio of our Instagram. You went there and you're like, great, I'm following that. Let me click on this link in bio. And then you will have a link to our Patreon. Follow our Patreon page. It's free. And as of right now, I'm sure there's still one video, but it's such a fun video. So go check it out.
Yes, we have plans. You heard
when
we talked to my brother, we do want to do a live ghost hunting video.
Love.
So that's in the works somewhere.
Somewhere. I love that idea. We're a little past my knowledge now of like.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. He likes gaming. He should know how to do that too.
We can figure it out.
Okay.
I believe in us.
I love that.
I think it might just be like set up a camera and look like.
Well, you can screen record.
Right.
Yeah. What?
So you already know how to screen record.
Yeah, but then... not from my Steam Deck. I don't know.
So we can figure that out.
Yeah. Well, we could screen record from your laptop. Anyway,
right.
We don't have to work this out here.
But... No. But I think we can also then just set up a camera and film ourselves.
Well, yes. Yeah. That part I'm less concerned about. It was more whatever.
Oh, anyway. Well, you just said.
No, but see, in my mind, then I was thinking, like, if we're all either on Zoom or if we're, like where you could see all of us at the same time.
Oh.
You know what I mean? God, there's so many good options.
So many good options.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. We got to go thrift shopping.
Everyone check your party fulls. Just remember if you're invited. I'll put that PSA out now. Remember if you're invited to things.
Yeah, we got to go buy some thrifty clothes.
Yeah. To be like when we were in 2009.
2009. Which... Maybe we'll post some pictures of us from 2009 on this pod.
Maybe we should. Yeah, because we've known each other a long time.
It's a really freaking long time.
It's like an ultimately long time.
What's an ultimate Christmas present? 18? Almost 20.
Yes. Almost because we met in 2007.
So, yeah. 2 more years. 2027 will be...
20 years of friendship.
20 years. We got to do something. So keep that in mind, all you listeners.
Yeah.
Come up with an idea for us to do for our 20-year anniversary of being friends.
Yes, please. I'll make a little bag with all the pictures from all the years of friendship.
You can have it for yourself because it's probably ugly. Okay, let's get out of here.
Yes. Okay, have a great
this
week.
This has been so great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. It's been so great.
Now get out of here.
It's been ultimately so great.